live from Penny Hill Park Hotel and Spa in Bagshot, England, about 40 miles southwest of London. It's practice for the Jacksonville Jaguars, and it's Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen. J.P. Shadrick with you, senior writer for Jaguars.com. John Osier is here. Another big news day today. Jed Fish talked today before this practice and talked about quarterbacks today mm-hmm. and reaffirmed that Chad Henne is the guy, and there's a little news there, right?
Well, and that's been going on for the last couple of days. Gus Bradley talked about it yesterday, and today I had a chance to talk to Blaine Gabbert. He said basically he's going to take this, try to get healthier, try to get ready. He said he understands Henne's starting because he's been playing and been playing well. So as of right now, it appears that Chad Henne's the guy unless something changes.
So this may or may not be a long-term answer, right?
Well, I mean, I think it's long-term as long as Chad plays well. I think Chad controls his destiny is probably the best way to put it. And, what that means going forward, how he plays, certainly will be a factor in it, but it's always about competition around here. But as long as Chad plays well enough to keep the job, I think it's his job to keep.
J.P. Shadrick with senior writer for Jaguars.com. John Osier live from Bagshot, England on Inside the Jaguars. Glad you're with us. Receivers. Ace Sanders is out here practicing.
Mm-hmm.
That means most everybody should be healthy for this Sunday's game and a lot of options out there at receiver.
Well, Cecil Shorts and Justin Blackman also back today after not practicing yesterday. That was expected, but it's good to see them back out there. Both of those guys expect to play, and the significant thing about that is if they can stay on the field, it should be the first time where all four of those guys, Mike Brown, Sanders, Blackman, Shorts, get a chance to be on the field together. It happened very briefly until Cecil got hurt in Denver. They would love a chance to get all their weapons. Mike Brown got going a little bit last week, so maybe you could see this receiver core be what they thought it was going to be before the season.
John, this is the second day out here at Penny Hill Park, and it seems more like a football field today. Yesterday was a lot of other things mm-hmm. going on, but now you can kind of focus on
sure.
football, right?
Well, yeah, and that's been the idea from the start. I got emails this week, why aren't they opening practice? Why aren't they making this, something for PR? Well, it's not that to these guys. To these guys, this is about getting here Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You do everything you can to keep the routine as close as possible to what it would be in Jacksonville. So it should start feeling more like a football field today.
What do you expect the rest of the week? One more practice tomorrow here and then into town, but what's left for this team?
Well, I think after today – getting in tomorrow once they practice. I think then you'll see the players get a chance to go out and see London a little bit on Friday night. That's what they're usually able to do on a normal week. Saturday they'll have some meetings, but they'll also get a chance to see a little bit of London. But for the most part, for the team and for these guys anyway, it should stay a business trip the rest of the way because they got a football game to play on Sunday.
John, great stuff. Thank you very much.
Thank you, JP.
We've got a special guest now live on Jaguars.com. This is Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen. JP Shadrick with you, and we're joined now by Richard Graves of Sky Sports News here in the UK. How are you? Thanks for your time.
I'm very well, thanks. Great to be with you guys over here in the UK. Great to have you all over here.
Well, tell us about the week. I mean, this is a lot going on this week and a busy week, kind of a festival-type atmosphere, but it finally gets down to football at some point.
It does, and it's been something we over here in the UK have been looking forward to for the best part of a month since we had the Vikings against the Steelers. 84,000 sellout that night at Wembley, fantastic atmosphere. It's another sellout at Wembley Stadium this weekend. Of course, the Jacksonville Jaguars training behind us, they're going to be here for the next 4 years. And it's a chance really for the folks over here in the UK to get to know this Jaguars franchise because they're not as well known as the Steelers, not as well known as the 49ers, for example. Mm-hmm. So with Shad Khan, their owner, owning Fulham Football Club in the Barclays Premier League over here. This is a chance for the folks in the UK to get to know this franchise and get to know them going forward as well.
Richard, is the league taking off as we hear it is back home here in the UK?
Oh, without a doubt. Since the first game was played over here at Wembley Stadium in 2007, year on year, you've seen an increase in the interest building up over here. And for the first time ever, a month ago, they blocked off the entire Regent Street in central London. Over 500,000 fans in the space of 6 hours, all wearing various NFL shirts, representing all 32 franchises from the NFL, crammed into that street. There'll be another similar sort of thing at Trafalgar Square this Saturday afternoon, a smaller venue, but again, they're expecting it to be absolutely rammed throughout the day.
Live on Jaguars.com, JP Shadrick, Richard Graves from Sky Sports News here in the UK. You're a longtime commentator, of course, here in the country in the Premier League. We talked about this earlier. Take us through that sale of Fulham to Shad Khan and what that means here.
Over here, I mean, I know over in the States, Shad Khan is seen as quite a flamboyant owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Not so much over here. The Fulham fans still pretty much getting to know him. His biggest reputation, or his best known for at the moment, for pulling down the statue of Michael Jackson that was outside their Craven Cottage stadium. So the Fulham fans, the jury's out. Fulham Football Club not doing that well in the Premier League at the moment. They got a first win in a while on Monday night against Crystal Palace. So they're under a bit of pressure. Of course, the Jaguars haven't had a great start to the season themselves. If they could turn over the 49ers at Wembley Stadium on Sunday, though, wow, that would set this franchise up for the next 4 years coming back over here.
Richard, this is obviously a huge week for the Jaguars, but they're going to be here again for the next 3 years after this. You have to perform well on Sunday to get this thing started right. Right?
Oh, absolutely. And there's a few names people will obviously recognise, not least your starting running back, Maurice Jones-Drew, who I think by general consensus hasn't had the season we'd expect from him this year. He's only averaging maybe 3 yards a carry, but we had the opportunity to speak to him a short while ago. He feels that the guys get into grips with this new offensive scheme that Gus Bradley's brought in to the Jaguars, and he feels that the blocking's getting better, and he feels he's seeing lanes. So we're told that there might be inclement weather on Sunday afternoon.
Oh, great.
And if it's a heavy field that they have to play on, and it becomes a bit of a slugfest between the two sides, I personally think that could suit this Jaguars side, and it's probably their best opportunity at beating this 49ers team, who are on a bit of a roll at the moment.
Richard, thanks for your time and your
great
insight.
To have you
thank
here
you.
Thank you.
Richard Graves from Sky Sports in the UK joining us. That's a live edition of Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen from Penny Hill Park in Bagshot, England. It's day two of practice for the International Series. The Jags and the Niners coming up at Wembley on Sunday.